Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. The mastodon, the woolly mammoth. When I think about the woolly mammoth, I get images of this big elephant, looks like an African elephant, with the exception of enormous tusk and long hair like a yak over the surface of the body. And I think it's fair to assume that the woolly mammoth was covered with hair like a yak because of the extreme cold. The woolly mammoth lived during the time of the Ice Age. And so, but it was, its bones were found, have been found pretty much scattered all over the world. And so it was a mammal, and it was very large, and it probably was linked genetically to the elephant. And I'm going to make a case argument that there's evidence to suggest that the molecular studies done on the woolly mammoth link it to the elephant. The order of Proboscidea includes elephants and their extinct relatives such as mammoths and mastodons. Currently, there are three species of elephants that are recognized: the African bush elephant, the African forest elephant, and the Asian elephant. Elephantidae is only surviving family of the order of Proboscidea, and it also contains several extinct groups including mammoths and mastodons. The family of Elephantidae also contains several extinct groups, including the mammoth and the straight tusk elephants. The distinct features of the Proboscideans include trunk, tusk, and massive legs. Now, originally, I had thought that that was the characterizations that put the elephant in the same family group as the mastodon, but then I realized that they did further studies, science did further studies to connect the family together. So bear with me. Recent molecular studies have added an electrifying layer of confirmation to the long-held belief that Asian elephants shared a fascinating familial tie with mammoths, setting them apart for their African counterparts. I've read that they discovered a mammoth in the near Florida, and it would then date that around 12,000 BC, not millions. So the mammoth may have survived at the time man was on the earth. Man is on the earth, but at chronologically at about the similar times. And I'll see if I can find that article and then provide some more information on that on the website under listensoftware/dinosaur. This revelation not only solidifies the elephant status as the last standing members of the Proboscidea, but they also unveil their illustrious lineage, tracing them back to the diverse array of extinct relatives. Now, I think that's one of the things that I was talking about yesterday with the mammoth, is that how could they be a descendant, how could the elephant be a descendant of the mammoth if the mammoth was extinct at the time the elephant emerged? So when we see the features of the elephant emerge, and then we realize that millions of years ago that the mammoth went extinct, then how could they be directly related? But if the mammoth was survived into, like, say, only several thousands of years ago, then it is possible that they could be linked. Genetic evidence breathes new life into an enthralling narrative of the elephant's genetics. through analysis of ancient DNA, geneticists have established woolly mammoths are more closely related to Asian elephants than to African. Recent research indicate the woolly mammoth appeared to be more closely related to the Asian elephant than the African elephant, further solidifying their shared lineage. If you look at that, if they have a shared lineage, then there must have been some ancestor, a common ancestor, at the point of divergence, which would be about 6 million years ago. The captivating journey of the woolly mammoth's evolution devolves into two compelling concepts, divergence and emergence. Divergence encompasses the process which species evolve to become more distinct over time, leading to the development of new species from a common ancestor. Emergence refers to the appearance of new traits or species as a result of evolutionary process. Recent genetic studies have revealed the woolly mammoths share ancestry with modern elephants, suggesting a short evolutionary period of divergence driven by factors such as climate change, ecology differences. The woolly mammoth's ancestors underwent specific evolutionary changes, adapting to cold environments through the emergence of traits suitable for frigid climates. So that's one of the things about AI is that it produces so much information. It's hard to get through it really quick and to get to what it's really trying to say. But basically, what it's saying is that there are certain traits that emerged, maybe that allowed the woolly mammoth to survive in the harsh conditions. It was bigger than the African elephant. Why did it have such huge tusk? And maybe that was adapted to keep away predators like the saber-toothed tiger away from it. Maybe it was used in fighting for a mate. And maybe it's the woolly mammoth lived longer than the African or Asian elephant. Not sure about any of those facts, but it could possibly be answers to why the tusks were so big. The long proboscis called the trunk, the tusk, the large ear flaps, pillar-like legs, and tough but sensitive gray skin. The trunk on an elephant is prehensile, which brings food and water to the mouth and grasping objects. So it's not a skeletal, but it's prehensile. Tusks derived from the incisory teeth serve both as weapons and as tools for moving objects and digging. So again, maybe the longer tusk on the mammoth was for digging and moving things. The large ear flaps assist in maintaining a constant body temperature as well as in communication. What would be interesting is to see is if an elephant from Africa could survive in the colder temperatures of Alaska. Now, I know that there were camels and elephants in North America, but were there elephants, Asiatic elephants, or African elephants that could possibly survive in the cold temperatures of Alaska? Now, elephants are the only surviving members of the Proboscidea, and as a result of that, there seems to be this connection between the mastodon, the mammoth, and the elephant. The mastodons were prehistoric relatives of elephants, but they were not direct ancestors to the modern elephant or the mammoth. They diverged from the line leading to elephants and mammoths quite early on. Mastodons were more specifically adapted to browsing, feeding on leaves, branches, unlike mammoths and modern elephants, which adapted to both browsing and grazing. Okay, so while elephant, mastodons, and woolly mammoths have distinct characteristics, the mastodons went extinct around 11,000 years ago, and the woolly mammoth disappeared as recently as 4,000 years ago. The extinction of the woolly mammoth before the emergence of the African elephant highlights a substantial temporal gap in their evolutionary timelines, emphasizing the estimated divergence of these species from a common ancestor around 6 million years ago. Again, there's that point where it creates skepticism as to this common ancestor 6 million years ago based on divergent theory. It seems as if the African and the Asian elephants emerge rather than diverge. So again, you'd have to debate out divergence versus emergence theory. This gap raises questions about the environmental influences. Okay, it seems like we've covered that already. The recent divergence between Asian elephants and woolly mammoths is based on close genetic relationships, involves considering alternate perspectives. First, genetically similar could be due to the convergent evolution rather than the recent ancestry. Second, limitations of molecular studies are evidenced as fossils records show distinct evolutionary past morphological differences between the mammoths and modern day elephants. So there's differences. Moreover, ancient hybridization events could explain genetic similarities without requiring a recent divergence. Again, challenging the idea of the divergence theory. Finally, the scientific community's uncertainty and ongoing debate about interpretations of genetic and fossilized evidence emphasize the need for further research and to fully understand the evolutionary relationships. And again, that's somewhat the criticism of the diversity.